Behind every great ad is an advertising campaign. And on these next few episodes, I'm going to break down what an advertising campaign consists of. So this will be a 5-part series about advertising campaigns, all of the details, and you'll also be able to connect to an actual lesson on advertising campaign that your students will be able to use as a part of either your year-end project, a capstone project, or even for some of the competitions such as DECA and BPA. So let's tune on in and listen to what the various parts of an advertising campaign consist of as we kick off this 5-part series. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. All right, so you're all ready, you got your pen and paper ready to take notes about the advertising campaign and how all the components that it consists of. So the five, as I said before, this is going to be a 5-part series. We're going to talk about the executive summary and objectives, and then we'll get into the fashion company's profile or company profile if you're not focused on the fashion industry. Then we'll look at the target market, and then we'll look at the competitive advantage and industry trends. And then finally, we'll look at the advertising media that's used in an advertising campaign. So let's go ahead and get this started. So today's topic is going to focus on the executive summary, but mostly the objectives of a advertising campaign. And the reason why I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time on the executive summary is because I have in episode 15 long ago talked about the executive summary, and I broke it down into very fine details. So you can go back and check out that episode if you want to have some detailed information about the executive summary. Now, I will tell you that the executive summary is the first page in your document. Any advertising campaign, project plan, any formal document has an executive summary. That is usually just 1 to 3 pages long. It gives you a very high level overview of the document, so that it's called an executive summary because if you hand that document to an executive, they generally don't have a whole bunch of time to sit there and read through 20 pages of information or more. So what you want to do is give them a high level summary of the entire document, the whole project, the whole campaign, whatever it is that document is about. And so they'll be able to easily read through in about 5 minutes what the high level points are about the document. They'll be able to see what the objective is, the purpose, what the results are that you're expecting, look at the metrics that you're tracking, all those different things at a very high level, which means that you're just giving them like bullet points and just the important and key information, and they'll be able to make a decision. Okay, yes, we can move forward with this advertising campaign. We can move forward with this project plan. We can move forward with implementing this. And so your executive summary, because it does have an overview of the whole project, is the last thing that you will actually create. So you will create the executive summary at the end of your project, and then you will place it at the very front of your project to be read by the stakeholder, the individual that you are seeking to buy into your campaign, your project, or whatever it is that you're doing. And just to note, some key features of your executive summary is that it will have an opening statement. It will highlight key metrics. It will highlight the purpose of the campaign or project. You can have graphics and visuals, but keep them small and to a minimal because you want to be able to put your key points in your executive summary and not necessarily use large graphics because that's not necessarily needed in the executive summary because you're highlighting that information. You can put that into the main document where you can expand that visual to make it bigger for the person who's reading through the document to see. But your executive summary is just going to have those fine points. It's going to have just key graphics that help support those points. And like I said, it will have your opening statement and then it will have a closing statement. And in your executive summary, you are going to ask for what it is that you want that executive to approve. You're going to ask them to approve the project. You're going to ask them to support the campaign. You're going to put a statement in there that asks them to buy into what your document is about. Now, if you're looking to help your students create executive summaries, to practice on how they would go about creating an executive summary, or to help them create an executive summary for a project that they're already working on, there is an executive summary activity on my TPT page and at marketingadventure.com. Just check out the links in the show notes for this podcast. Now let's talk about the objective. Your document should always state the objectives of the actual document. So the objective is specific and measurable results that a business or an organization seeks to attain to promote growth and meet the relevant and realistic goals for a particular period of time. All advertising campaigns have a goal. All advertising campaigns seek to have results attached to their goals. All of them have a period in time in which you want to attain those goals. So your objectives are going to spotlight what those goals and those measures and that time period are. Having said all of that, these things are called your SMART criteria. Every plan campaign has SMART criteria that you should seek to meet. And we're going to detail that out in this episode. So listen on as we go over the SMART objectives. Now you may ask, what is the difference between an objective and a goal? Well, simply put, an objective is different from a goal because it is specific, measurable action taken to achieve the ultimate goal of a business or an organization. So a goal focuses on long-term outcomes and is connected to the vision and the mission and purpose of a business or organization, where the objectives focus on the short-term things that you want to accomplish to meet the goal, to meet the objective and the mission of the organization or a business. And it's also just key to note that objectives, like I said before, are part of any plan, campaign, strategy, or project. So objectives are very key to identify for a plan, because if you don't have an objective, then your plan doesn't really have a roadmap. Your campaign really doesn't have a roadmap, or it doesn't have something that it is seeking to attain. It can just kind of be all over the place. With objectives, it helps keep the plan, the strategy, the outcome focused on what the business or organization wants to attain. Now, when you're creating your campaign or your business plan or project, you want to have at least two to three objectives. You may have more, but generally a campaign or a project is focused on a very specific thing, and the purpose and what you're focusing on that project tends to be pretty narrow. So you want to list at least two to three objectives that you want to accomplish with your campaign. Now, these objectives will support the mission and purpose of the company's advertising goals and will indicate success for the campaign. It will allow you and the company and the stakeholders to know that the campaign was successful. Now, as I stated before, the objectives need to be SMART goals. And I know we put goals in there, but that's just how the terminology that the industry uses in breaking down, you know, what your objective should consist of. So let's go over SMART. What does SMART mean besides being someone who's intelligent? It's an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant or realistic, and time-based. So let's break that down and go over each one of those letters. Okay, we're going to start off with the S, which is specific. So when we're talking about your objectives, they need to be specific. They need to be detailed enough where it allows you or the company or organization to really bring home what it is that you're wanting to do. So what is it that you want to achieve? What proven method or process or pathways are available for you to follow to achieve your objectives? What mentoring, leadership, groups, etc. will you participate in, or will the organization participate in? What resources will help? These are all the things that you're defining. They're specific things that the company or organization is defining to be specific about the objective for the campaign. Why are you engaging in this campaign? What is the location of the campaign? Who is involved in the advertising campaign? Who is going to be the recipient of the message for the advertising campaign? Who is the sponsor? What are the lessons to be learned? All of these are questions that you can answer as a part of defining the specificity of the objectives. You don't have to answer each and every one of these questions when you're being specific about your goal, but these are examples of questions that you would want to answer. It just may be two questions out of those that you want to answer for your objectives. But the thing is that you just got to be specific. Now, here are some examples of what being specific means. You could, in your objective, say, we want to increase sales revenue by XYZ. We want to grow our social media following by XYZ. We want to extend XYZ brand to a new target market. These are examples, very specific things that you want to do. You're saying specifically what you want your sales to grow to. You're saying specifically how big you want your market to grow on social media. You're saying specifically which brand you want to introduce to a new market. So those are being specific. Okay, now we're at the M of SMART. M is measurable. This is how you will know that you've achieved your goals with your objectives, okay? So how you will know that you are successful is by attaining that certain measure. This is historical. This can be historical data that's collected to be a baseline for future projects or things that you're doing with the company. So let's look at some examples of what is measurable. And we'll use some of the examples that I gave before on being specific, and we'll tie some measures to those. Okay. So to increase sales revenue was the example of being specific, but being measurable, you would say increase sales revenue 9% or by 9%. So you're giving a very specific number to the growth that you want to see with the sales. Specifically, you want the sales to grow. Measurably, you want them to grow by 9%. Another example would be when we talked about extending XYZ brand. So we didn't say specifically which brand, and we didn't say specifically where we wanted to extend the brand to. So we were specific that we wanted to extend XYZ brand, but we're going to give a measure. We want to extend XYZ brand into three sales regions give you a number, a measure to grow on. So if you're rolling out this campaign and you said you want to get this campaign out to five regions, so you roll it out to one,
that's one of five that you've reached, attained. When you roll it out to two, that's your next one. So it could be rolling out in phases, but by the time you hit the fifth region, you know that you have completed the goal of the sales, the advertising campaign. You've reached the objective of rolling out this advertising campaign into five regions. So measure has a number tied to it. So you have specific, you say what you want to do, and you have measure that gives you the number that allows you to know that you're successful with what it is you said you wanted to do specifically. So now let's talk about the A in SMART. A is for attainable. Now, you can set your ideas on a goal or an objective, but it has to be attainable. Like, do you have the skills, the knowledge, the resources, the processes, the support, and the environment to do what it is that you say you want to do? That is a very important thing to determine if it is attainable. You know, we can say we want to go to the moon. We know that people have gone to the moon, but is it attainable for you? Do you have the training? Do you have the skill set? Or nowadays, do you have the money to pay to be a part of some launch to go to the moon? And another part of something being attainable is, has this actually been done by somebody else before? And like we said, as far as the moon reference is concerned, yes, it's been done. We know that it can be done. It has been done over and over again throughout the decades. But looking at an advertising campaign, like, has something of this measure that you're trying to do with your advertising campaign been done before? I mean, just look at some of the advertising campaigns of the popular sports brands, Nike and Adidas. You know, what have they done in advertising that has been unique, that has been something that others are not doing? You know, so what is it that your advertising campaign is trying to accomplish? Just think about the attainability of the things that you want to do. And it's not trying to deter you from thinking outside the box, but it is trying to help you to mold what you can accomplish within a specific time frame with the resources and everything that you have. So it's just trying to keep you more realistic. And we're going to talk about that in the next one when we talk about R. So here we are, we're at R. And this, you can use the word relevant or realistic. It's used, you know, it depends on who is talking about the SMART goals as to whether they're going to use the word relevant or realistic. They pretty much mean the same thing. But what it means is, why are your goals important? What is your expectation? What will reaching your goal help you accomplish? So that's the relevancy of the objectives to meet the goals of your business or an organization. So you're going to talk about the relevancy, how realistic it is for you to attain the objectives. So those are things that you would want to specifically mention in your objective. And just to give an example or talk about it a little bit more, the relevancy or being realistic about your objective, let's go back to the increase in sales by 9%. Why is that relevant to your business? It's relevant to your business because you want to either be able to expand your inventory or to bring on new products. It's relevant to your business staying in a retail location as opposed to just in an only online business. So sales growth is relevant. And the realistic thing about it is that it impacts your growth or what you do next for your company. So as far as the XYZ brand expanding into three regions, it's relevant because you want to exposure. The realistic thing is that exposure helps your brand visibility. So those are the things that you want to talk about when you connect your objective to being relevant or realistic to the goals of your business or your organization. Now we're at the last letter, and it's T for time-based. Your objectives always need to be time-based. based. You have to limit the time period in which you're trying to attain your objective. So when do you expect to meet the objective? What does your timeline look like for meeting the objective? Some examples could be using the increased sales by 9%. You want to increase sales revenue 9% more than third quarter of last year. So you want to do better in third quarter this year than you did in third quarter last year by 9%. That's time-based. So you're giving yourself the third quarter of the year to attain this increase in your sales. Let's use the extend the XYZ brand. You want to extend XYZ brand into three regions by June of this year. So that gives you a time frame, a timeline that you work towards to meeting the objective. So if June rolls around and you've only extended the brand into two regions, then you know you may not have done enough, or your targets were a little bit off in you trying to attain the goal by June. And maybe you should have given yourself a little bit more time, or there could have been some steps and processes that you could have done along the way to help meet that objective of achieving the three sales regions by June. By using the SMART goal outline to establish your objectives, I hope that you see how your objective is broken down into those five parts, and the supporting information that you provide gives you a great objective for the company or the organization and helps them in achieving their goals. Specifically, what we're talking about is for the advertising campaign, because you have to be specific. You have to have a measure. This has to be attainable. It needs to be realistic and relevant to what you're trying to accomplish. And you have to have a time period in which you want to accomplish this by. Now, when you're writing your objective, you start your objectives off with action words. And those action words, like we were talking about with the sales goals, to increase your sales revenue. When we said to extend XYZ brand into three sales regions, you can use words like to grow, to inform, but those words are action words that your objective is looking to do. Now, as we wrap up our discussion on objectives, I want to give you a full example of using the SMART goals to create an objective statement. So let's say you're doing a community service project. Now, I know community service project is one of those DECA projects that are used in competition. I'm sure other CTSOs use community service as one of their projects. So let's just take a look at a project. So with this particular community service project, you're soliciting donations for a women's shelter. So here is the objective that has been established for this project. You're going to solicit personal care businesses to donate a $10 gift card or product for the creation of 10 care baskets that have a total value of $50 for local women's shelters give-a-thon in 8 weeks. Wow, that's a lot. And it covered a lot of information. So let's break that down. This is one objective that for a community service project. So specifically, starting with the S, you stated that it's personal care businesses that you're going to target. You specifically said you want a $10 gift card or a product that's equal to a $10 value. And specifically, there are going to be 10 care baskets, and it's all a part of a women's shelter celebration. So those are several specific things that you've named in the objective. Okay, let's move on to the measure. So the measure is you will have collected $500 in products and gift cards. So you will know that you're community service project is successful and is meeting your goals, the purpose of your project, because you have gained the $500 in value of products and gift cards that you set out to obtain to make the 10 baskets. So that's your measure. Attainability. The businesses and the local women's shelter are accessible to you. The businesses are in your community. The local women's shelter is in your community. So these are things that, places that you have access to. So that's a part of your attainability. You could add to the attainability is that you have XYZ number of students involved in requesting information. You have parents that are helping the students go out to the businesses to speak to them. You know, so there's other things that, could relate to the attainability of this particular objective. So moving into the relevant and realistic part, the R. The number of baskets that you're trying to make is a small number with moderate values. These are achievable in the timeline that's suggested. And we're going to get to the timeline next. But it's realistic because you're not sitting out here saying, we're going to make 500 baskets for all the women or all the shelters in our city or anything like that. You picked a specific women's shelter and you made it a small number that your group as a student group can achieve. All right. So time-based, you gave 8 weeks to accomplish this objective. 8 weeks is not a lot of time, but it's enough where you can go out to the businesses in a community, ask them to support your donations to the women's shelter for their celebration and to create the 10 baskets that you and your group want to create as a part of the community service project. So there you have it. There is a whole example of creating SMART goals for an objective for a campaign or a project. Wow. So this has been a very comprehensive look at objectives. And I know I said in the beginning, we talked about the executive summary. We talked about the objectives and the executive summary again. We didn't go into detail in this episode because there is an episode 15 that goes into detail about the executive summary. We covered mostly the objective in this particular podcast because I have not outlined that before in a podcast. And it's very, objectives are used all the time in your projects. But in an advertising campaign, you want to be able to identify those objectives. And again, they are SMART goals that create the objective. They're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're realistic and relevant, and they are time-based. I hope this has been very valuable to your learning. And I do thank you for joining me here at Marketing Adventure with Jackie. Come back next week because we are going to focus on how you can create a company profile for your advertising campaign. Remember, this is a 5-part series. You don't want to miss any of it. And just know that there are projects and activities that support the information that you're listening to here. Again, there's an executive summary activity. There is an objective creating activity, and there's a whole advertising campaign that you can use as a year-end project or as a major project or a capstone project for your course. And there's a whole advertising bundle, a whole semester-long bundle, if you want to take a look at that. Look at the information in the show notes so you can follow those links to see that information. And I look forward to having you back here with me again. Thank you for listening to Marketing Adventure with Jackie. I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.